الله
وعليكم
الرحمن.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
كيف حالكم؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
نبدأ الدرس.
نعم يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، Our book on these days, the days of Jumu'ah, is Kitab al-Kabair by Al-Imam al-Zahabi, Rahimahullah, Ahmad ibn Muhammad. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ahmad. Al-Imam al-Zahabi, Rahimahullah, he is Muhammad ibn Ahmad Abu Abdullah. Himself and his father share the names of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. He is Muhammad and his father Ahmad. He has compiled this book, Al-Kaba'ir, looking at that verse of the Quran that we have read repeatedly. Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you abstain from the kaba'ir, in tajtanibu kaba'ir ma tanhaun, if you abstain from those that are kaba'ir, from the things that you have been prohibited from doing, Allah said, if you do that, nukaffir ankum sayi'atikum, I will forgive you your sayyat, those amongst your sins that are not to the level of al-kaba'ir, nukaffir ankum. We will atone them for you. We will remove them for you. Wanudakhilkum, then we will admit you who abstain from al-kaba'ir. We will admit you mudkhalan karima, into a place of honor. The mode of entering you into the place of honor itself will be upon honor. And we have said repeatedly, it is not possible that a person, or easy for a person, to abstain from al-kaba'ir if he does not recognize kaba'ir. And that's why the ulama say, kayfa yattaqi man la yadri ma yattaqi. How can a person abstain from something he does not know what to abstain from? So Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, looked into the Quran and the Sunnah and the words of the companions and the early Muslims, and he extracted these points out for us. Al-Kaba'ir, those sins we must abstain from to gain Allah's pardon from our minor sins and gain admission into Al-Jannah by the mercy of Allah. The first sin we discussed was Ashirku Billah. Then we spoke about Qatlun Nafs. Then about As-Sihr. Then about Tarku Salah. In the last class, we discussed a very grievous sin from amongst the Kaba'ir, Man'u Zakah, refusing to pay zakah. Man'u zakah, like saying bayanu ismi mani'i zakah, explaining the gravity of the sin of the person who refuses to pay zakah. It's a very, very big, serious sin, very, very serious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that an individual is qualified to pay zakah. He has the wealth to pay the zakah. He has the means to pay the zakah, but he deliberately refuses to pay zakah. This is a big thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reason why if we study and understand that refusing to give the zakah, obligatory charity, is from the kabair, it will be easy for us to abstain from such a serious and grievous sin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned in many in the class last week, in many places in the Quran, Allah said to us that Akimu salata wa atu zakah, Akimu salata wa atu zakah, observe salah, pay zakah, observe salah, pay zakah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also said to us that Bunya al-Islam ala khams, the deen Islam is built upon five pillars. The first of them was Shahadati Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqam salati wa ita' zakah comes as number three from the pillars of Islam. And then the Prophet also alayhi salatu wasalam in that hadith by Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, collected by al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, he told us that umir tu an uqatil an-nas. In some riwayat of this hadith it said amarani Allahu an uqatil an-nas, my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to charge against the people, to advance against the people, to make good efforts regarding the people, to struggle regarding the people, hatta yashhadu alla ilaha illallah, until they testify that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, the messenger of Allah, wa yuqimu salah, until they observe the salah, wa yu'tu zakah, and until they hand over the obligatory charity as zakah. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ. It is when you do this that their life and their wealth becomes guaranteed before me. All of these go to explain the obligation for the Muslim to pay the zakah. Here under the chapter on man'u zakah in Kitab al-Kabair, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he cited that verse in Surah Fussilat where Allah said, wa waylu lil mushrikeen, woe be upon the people of shirk, the people of idolatry, may woe be upon them from the things that these people have as attributes, the people of shirk, that Allah has caused, subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us all, is that alladhina la yu'tuna zakah, these are the people who will not pay zakah, yamna'una zakat amwalihim, they refuse to hand out the zakah from their wealth, wahum bil akhirati hum kafirun, from the ways of the people of shirk is that they do not believe in the hereafter. So they do not believe in the hereafter and they refuse to give zakah. May Allah protect us. It is from the way of the people of shirk. Why should a person of iman, why should he behave like the people of shirk? How? By refusing to pay zakah. Because the people of shirk, Allah describes them as, they are the people who, alladhina la yu'tuna zakah. That verse actually started with an instruction to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Qul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahidun fastaqimu ilayhi wastaghfiruhu wa waylun lil mushrikeen. So from the aspects of istiqama, standing fast, firm upon the religion of Allah, is not to be like the people of shirk, not to be like the people of idolatry, the individual should give zakah, because it is the people of shirk who refuse to give zakah. It is not appropriate for the person of iman to reject giving zakah. May Allah protect us from behaving like the people of shirk. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi cited a second verse he has cited from Surah At-Tawbah, and that's actually disturbing. All of these to make us understand the gravity of man'u zakah, refusing to hand out zakah. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُقْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, at the beginning of the 34th verse in Surah At-Tawbah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, inna kathiran min al-ahbari wal-ruhban. Certainly, most of these, a large number of these people, al-ahbar, the teachers and the scholars of Banu Israel, of the Jews, وَالرُّهْبَانِ, and the leading worshipping members amongst the Christians, لَا يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ, they eat up and consume the wealth of the people upon unlawfulness. They unlawfully consume and eat up the wealth from their people. Just as we see today, the heads of Christian churches gathering up and eating up the wealth of their poor masses. It has always been there. Allah said, Inna kathira min al-ahbari wa ruhban. The lot, the bulk of these people, the teachers of the Jews and the leading worshippers amongst the Christians, la ya'kuluna amwala an-nasi bil-batil, they certainly eat up the wealth of their followers, بالباطل, unlawfully, ويصدون عن سبيل الله, and of course they mislead them and guide them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة, as for those who hoard up, who hide, who refuse to give al-zahaba wal-fidda, their wealth in the dinar and the dirham, the golden coins and the silver coins, they hoard them, refusing to hand them over in zakah. He said, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they will not spend their wealth, their dinars, their dirhams, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, upon the path of Allah. Allah said, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, tell them about, give them information about عَذَابٌ, a punishment that is what? Alim, painful. Tell them a painful, serious punishment will come to them. The people of Iman should not think that their own scholars, their own ulama, their own umana, their own umara would behave like the ruhban amongst the Jews and the Christians. O Muslims, your own umara, your own leaders, and they are not like the ahbar and ruhban. Please, they will not hoard up the wealth. They will not take up your wealth from you unlawfully, and it is not lawful for them to do so. So don't think that because Banu Israel, their own heads and leaders ate up their money, so you begin to think that your own umara or ulama will eat up your money when the wealth is gathered for zakah. Don't think like that. Because if you think that like that, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ, those who hide, refuse to hand out their dinars, their golden coins, and their darahim, and their silver coins, fi sabilillah, they refuse to spend it upon the path of Allah. Allah said, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, announce to them that a painful punishment will afflict them on the day of Qiyamah. How will the punishment be? يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, that wealth that they have refused to give in zakah, that gold and silver they have refused to hand out in zakat, those animals they have refused to give up in zakah, yuhma alayha fi nari jahannam, their wealth will be burnt, will be heated up in the fire of jahannam. Fatukwa biha jibahuhum wa junubuhum wa zuhuruhum. Tukwa biha, this heated up gold, you can imagine gold, silver, heated up brass, copper, heated up in Jahannam to melt and then brought in the face to brand the faces of those who refuse to give zakah. Wajunubuhum, it will be brought to brand their sides, it will be used to smear their sides, heated up metals like gold and silver. Gold and silver, especially gold. Gold becomes only heated up at very, very high temperatures. So you can imagine how painful it will be. May Allah protect us from being amongst those who will be able to pay zakah, and they will deliberately refuse to give zakah. وَظُهُورُهُمْ, their backs too will be smeared, will be branded with heated up metals inside Jahannam from the wealth that they had hoarded and refused to give fi sabilillah. And they will be told in another painful insult, because when an individual is being punished and then he is also insulted, it will add serious salt to the pain. A person may be punished physically. That is one punishment. A second and perhaps a bigger punishment is that as he tries to survive the first punishment, he is abused and insulted regarding the deeds that made him become punished in the first place. And that is a second serious, if you like, call it mental punishment he will receive. And that does not remove the first physical punishment. It will be said to them, هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, you thought that you were hoarding that wealth, you thought that you were saving that wealth, you thought that you were investing that wealth, you were supposed to give in zakah. Is it not so? Type, this is that wealth that you kept away, thinking that you are investing it, thinking that you want to make it grow. You were refusing to hand it out in zakah. هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, this was what you had kept for yourself. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, so now taste what you were hiding. Take what you were refusing to give in zakah. This will be the lot of those who are due for zakah, but they have refused to pay that zakah. May Allah protect us from this. In hadith number 41 that followed these two verses, Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, in this book, he has cited a two very lengthy hadiths. The hadiths are very lengthy. If you look at it, it extends from the beginning of the page that is shown to us to the middle or so of the next pages, about 5 or 6 lines in all. That hadith that Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Ahmad Abu Abdullah, have so cited, it actually occurs in Sahih Muslim, as from the hadith of Abu Huraira, and as from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. The hadith of Abu Huraira and the hadith of Jabir, they both occur in Sahih Muslim under the chapter Babu Bayani Ithmani Izzakah. Babu Bayani Ithmi Mani Izzakah. If you're a person who writes notes on your book, please write it. That hadith 41 is not a single hadith. He has combined 2 different hadith under the same chapter about the gravity of the sin of those who refuse to give zakah. The first part of the hadith occurs as hadith of Abu Huraira. I will tell us bismillah. The first part of the hadith occurs as the hadith of Abu Huraira in Sahih Muslim. And the second part of the hadith occurs as the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, also in Sahih Muslim. So if we come back to Sahih Muslim, and I think I would prefer to read those ahadith from Sahih Muslim so that we have a clearer mental picture of what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think that it will help, it will go a long way to help us to know the gravity and the danger and how serious it is for an individual to refuse to give zakah when he is due for zakah. May Allah protect us from this evil. In the first part of the hadith, which comes from the hadith of Abu Huraira, the first hadith in the Babu Bayani Ithmi Mani'i Zakah, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ma min sahibi dhahabin wala fiddatin la yuaddi minha haqqaha illa idha kana yawmul qiyamati suffihat lahu safa'ih min nar فأحمي عليها في نار جهنم فيقوى بها جنبه وجبينه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, مَا مِن صَاحِبِ ذَهَبٍ وَلَا فِضَّةٍ. There is not anyone who has dhahab, gold and silver, money. He has dinar, golden coins. وَلَا فِضَّةٍ. He has silver coins. He has dollars. He has naira and kobo. He has the Saudi Arabian riyals and halala, and so on, euro, pound sterling. He has all these wealth. La yu'addi minha haqqaha. But he will not hand out the right that is due on that wealth, because the right that is due on that wealth is zakah. La yu'addi minha haqqaha. He will not, despite having the money, he will refuse to give the right of that money. There is no one who is like this, illa idha kana yawmul qiyamah, except that when the day of qiyamah comes, suffihat lahu safa'iha min nar. May Allah protect us. These wealth, may Allah protect us. This dhahab and fiddah, suffihat lahu min narin, they will be made to become flat inside Jahannam. the gold and the silver will be heated up. They will become flat. فَأُحْمِيَ عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. They will be heated up inside Jahannam. The world will be gathered, made to become flat and heated up inside Jahannam. فَيُكْوَى بِهَا جَنْبُهُ. They will be used to brand jamb, the side of the individual. وَجَبِينُهُ and his forehead. وَظَهَرُهُ and his back. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, kullama baradat u'idat lahu. When, whatever or whenever baradat u'idat lahu, when the heated up metal becomes cold, u'idat lahu, the same punishment is returned to him. It is heated up again, and it is used to brand his face, his sides, and his back. So this punishment continues like this. في يوم كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة. He continues to receive pains from heated up gold and silver made to become flat and used to burn his sides and face and back. في يوم كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة. That will happen for a day. كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة. That the estimate of that day is 50,000 years. So the individual will be like that. The wealth he had hoarded up, refused to give it in zakah. It will be heated up and it will be employed to burn his face, his sides, and his back. When it becomes cold, it will be heated up again, and it will be used to burn his face, his back, and his sides. في يوم كان مقداره خمسين ألف سنة. This punishment will continue like this for the day that the estimate of which is 50,000 years. This makes us remember that verse in the Quran where Allah said regarding the people of Jahannam, kullama nadijat juluduhum badalnahum juludan ghayraha. Each time the skin of the people of Jahannam, it becomes punished, it becomes punished and changed because of punishment. Allah said, "Badalna hum juludan ghayraha." We give them another skin, so that the punishment starts all over again. Allah said, "Liyadhuku al-'adhab," so that they may taste the punishment for their evil. Ikhwa, this is a serious matter. The Prophet said, "Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, fa'uhmiya 'alayha fi nari jahannam." That wealth that was due for zakah that you refuse to give, it will be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. فَيُكُوَى بِهَا جَنْبُهُ. And it will be used to burn the side of the individual who refused zakah. وَجَبِينُهُ. And his forehead. وَظَهْرُهُ. And his back. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullama baradat u'idat lahu. When these metals become cold, the punishment is brought back to him. Fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sanatin. This continues for a day that the estimate of it, miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana, is 50,000 years. Hatta, this punishment will continue like this. Yuqda bayn al-ibad. The judgment will be given amongst the rest of the people. Meaning that while others amongst the human beings are receiving their punishment, are receiving their judgments, hatta yuqda bayn al-ibad. When the rest of the people, those who abandoned salah, those who have rights amongst themselves, those who had oppressed one another, rulers who deprived their followers, followers who were disobedient to their rulers, husband and wife, and all these rights are being settled amongst human beings. Those who refuse zakah on the other side, they will be under punishment. They would have started their own punishment while others are only getting judgment. Subhanallah. The people who refuse zakah, when others are getting judgment, their own punishment would have started. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَيُرَى سَبِيلَهُ إِمَّا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِمَّا إِلَى النَّارِ. After, when his time for the judgment comes, he'll be shown his place. Either إِمَّا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Maybe after he has been punished for not paying zakah, إِمَّا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Maybe after that, he will end up inside Al-Jannah if he does not have other things on his head, because he might just have this for zakah. He might have been committing zina. He might have been drinking alcohol. He might have been cheating people and collecting their money. He might even have been abandoning salah, because usually sins are connected. When someone refuses to pay zakah, he might not have been upright regarding salat. He might have been dragging his loincloth on the ground. Subhanallah. فَيُرَى سَبِيلَهُ إِمَّا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَإِمَّا إِلَى النَّارِ. He will be shown his place, whether after that punishment for zakah, he will be going into Al-Jannah. That is if he does not have other sins he has to be punished for. Wa imma ila nar. All that he had other sins, and he would have to still be punished in the fire. May Allah protect us. Kila ya Rasulallah. The companions could not say any other thing, but they wanted to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for that. Fal ibl. How about the one who had camels? You are spoken about the one who had al-zahab and al-fidda, gold and silver. Fal-ibil, what is the ruling? How will it be on the day of Qiyamah? For a person who had camels, but he refused to pay zakah regarding them. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wala sahibu iblin. Said, ma min sahibi iblin. The same thing applies. There is not anyone who possesses camels. La yuaddi minha haqqaha wa min haqqiha halabuha yawma wirdiha. If a person possesses a lot of camels that is due for zakah, la yuaddi minha haqqaha, but he will refuse to give the rights of zakah. He will refuse to give the rights regarding that wealth. The Quran say the rights regarding our wealth are of two forms. Those that are compulsory, the zakawat, and those that are supererogatory, the sadaqat. Those that are compulsory, the zakawat, the zakat, and those that are recommended, supererogatory mandubat, that are referred to as as-sadaqat. And that was why the Prophet added and said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa min haqqiha, from the rights that the individual has to give regarding his camel is halabuha yawma wirdiha, allowing the poor people to milk from his camel on those days that the camel drink water. Camels drink water at intervals, maybe every 2 days, or every 5 days, or 7 days, as the case may be. So on the days when they are drinking water, that is the day called Yawma Wirdiha, the day that it drinks water, yani Yawma Ityanuha ila al-ma'i, the day that they go to drink water. The Arabs have a culture that on those days they target those camels so that they can milk from it, because as the camel drinks the water, it also produces a lot of milk. Some people still prevent the camels from benefiting other people. Subhanallah, they are not giving the zakah on those camels. Even for poor people to drink little from those camels on the day that the camels will be drinking water from the public well, they will stop the people from benefiting from the camels. These kinds of people, illa idha kana yawm al-qiyamah, they will continue like that, except that on the day of Qiyamah, when the day of Qiyamah comes, butiha laha, this individual, butiha laha, he will be turned face down for those camels. The individual will be turned face down for those camels on the day of Qiyamah, biqa'in qarqarin, on very flat ground. The individual who refuses the people zakah from his camels, he also refuses people to benefit camels. He will be turned face down for those same camels on a flat land. Awfaramakanat, those animals, all of them, all his camels, they will come on that day. La yafkidu minha fasilan wahida, not even a young camel who has just stopped breastfeeding, not even a young camel will be left out. All his camels that he has refused to give zakah upon them, they will be brought out while he was laid down on a flat land. Tata'uhu bi akhfa fiha, they will be stepping on him with their feet. They will be stepping on this individual who has refused to give zakah. He has refused to remove Allah's rights. He has also prevented the poor from benefiting from his zakah. These animals will be brought, all of them. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la yafqidu minha fasilan wahida, he will not miss not even a small fasil. The fasil is the young one of a camel that has just stopped breastfeeding. All of them will be brought. They will be marching on this individual with their feet. And they will be grabbing him. How? With their mouths. The camel will grab, bite him with their mouths, their snaniha, on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullama marra alayhi ulaha, urudda alayhi ukhraha. When the first of them passes over this individual, urudda alayhi ukhraha, the last will be brought back. The first one will come, bite him, match him, and go. Then the next one. When the last one passes over him, the first one will be brought back to him. Fi yawmin. This will happen on a day. Kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana. That is estimated to be 50,000 years in our own counting. It will continue like this. Hatta yuqda bayna nas, until judgment will be passed amongst people. Fayura sabilahu, he will be shown his place and his paths. Imma ila al-jannah, that path will lead him to al-jannah. Wa imma ila nar, or that if he has other things that he had committed as sins, he may still be punished inside Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. Ikhwa, pay zakah. Pay zakah. The evil repercussions of not paying zakah is too much. Those his camels that he had kept, he had hoarded. He had refused to give zakah that was due on them. Each of those his camels that he thinks he loves, that he thinks he wants to keep so that he can add in number, each of them will be made to trample upon him and bite him. When they go, the next one will come. When they go, the next one will come. It will continue. Hatta yuqdha bayna an-nas. So when other human beings are receiving judgment, he will be punished for his sins. May Allah protect us. The companions did not say a comment on that. Each of them was trying to know his own case. Ila ya Rasulallah, fal-baqaru wal-ghanam. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, how about the cows, wal-ghanam, and the sheep and the goats? How about those who heard zakah regarding al-baqaru, the cows, wal-ghanam, and then the sheep, al-ba'an wa ma'iz, and the goats? The Prophet said the same thing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala sahibu baqarin wala ghanamin. There is not anyone who has baqar. He has the camels. He has the cows. Wala ghanam. Likewise, the sheep and the goats. La yu'addi minha haqqaha. He will not give the rights that is due upon them. Illa idha kana yawmul qiyamah. What will happen to him on the day of judgment, the day of rising, is that buti halaha, he will be made to lay face down for these animals, biqa'in qarqarin, on a plain surface that is vast, vast plain surface, buti halaha. That is where he will be brought face down. La yafqidu minha shay'a. He will not miss any one of these goats. He will not miss any one of these sheep. He will not miss any one of these rams. Laysa fiha aqsa'u. Those goats and animals, they will be such that laysa fiha aqsa'u. No one of them will have the horns turned so much that it will not be able to hit him properly. Wala jalha. You will not find anyone without a horn. Wala awdbar. You will not find any one of those animals with a broken horn. All of them, their horns will be available. The Prophet said, tampahuhu bikuruniha. Each of all these animals will be hitting him with their horns. Wa tata'uhu biadlafiha. And they will be marching on him with their feet. كلما مر عليه أو كلما مر عليه أولاها. Each time the first of them goes, so you have 500 heads, 600 heads, 1,000 heads, and you are happy not paying zakah. These animals are going to ride on you on the day of Qiyamah and bite you and hit you. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, كلما مر عليه أولاها ورد عليه أخراها. After the first of them will go away and the last of them comes, the first of them will come back again. في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. This will continue on a day that the estimate of which is 50,000 years. حتى يقضى بين العباد. As the rest of the creatures are getting judgment, those who have refused zakah have already started tasting the punishment for not paying zakah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is so punished, fayura sabilahu imma ila al-jannah wa imma ila al-nar, then he will be shown his own paths. Imma ila al-jannah, maybe that was the end of his own punishments. He will start going to al-jannah after receiving his punishments appropriately. وإما إلى النار. All that he has other things that he had done, requiring that he be punished in the fire. May Allah protect us from the fire. So coming back to our book, Al-Imam al-Zahabi started this hadith, like we said, this is the first part of this hadith. It occurs in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Qala an-Nabiyyu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma min sahibi iblin wala baqarin wala gamin. So you can see he has put them all together. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about these things one after the other. He spoke about al-ibl. He spoke about al-baqar and ganam together. So anyone who has all these things, la yu'addi minha zakataha. And then these things reach nisab for zakah, but he refuses to give them. Buti halaha. This man will be brought face down laha for these animals, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment. Biqa'in qarqarin. That will happen on a plain land. His own face will be brought down on a plain land for these animals. Tantahuhu biquruniha. They will be hitting him with their horns. وَتَطَأُهُ بِأَخْفَافِهَا. And they will be matching him with their hoofs. كُلَّمَا نَفَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ أُخْرَاهَا. When the last of them finishes this job, عَادَتْ عَلَيْهِ أُولَاهَا. The first of them returns to start all over again. حَتَّى يُقْدَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This will happen until the rest of the human beings get all this judgment. So when he is punished, judgment will be passed for the rest of the people. في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. This will continue for a day estimated to be 50,000 years in our own counting. ثم يرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. Subsequently, he will be shown his way, whether to Jannah or to Jahannam. Then from here, وَمَا مِنْ صَاحِبِ كَنْزٍ is another hadith. That one is from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhuma, and it also occurs in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is regarding the same thing, the same expressions. The fact that Abu Huraira reported it and Jabir ibn Abdullah reported it is evidence that it was something that the Prophet said commonly and the companions commonly knew about it. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wala sahibi kanzin, there is no one who has kanz. He has wealth that he has refused to give in zakah. La yaf'alu fihi haqqahu. He refused to act regarding the right of that wealth he has kept. Illa ja'a kanzuhu yawm al-qiyamati shuja'an aqra'a. What will happen to him is that on the day of Qiyam, ja'a kanzuhu, that his wealth, shuja'an aqra'a. It will come as shuja'an, a huge snake, aqra'a, that has baldness on its head, like being white because of serious poisons that it has. يَتْبَعُهُ فَاتِحًا فَاهُ. This shuja', this seriously huge, bald-headed snake, يَتْبَعُهُ, it will continue to pursue this person who has refused to pay zakah. فَاتِحًا فَاهُ. It will be opening its mouth and pursuing him. فَإِذَا أَتَاهُ, when the snake comes near him, فَرَّ مِنْهُ, this man will be running away from it. فَيُنَادِي, this man will start to hear the snake shout to it, خُذْ كَنْزَكَ الَّذِي خَبَأْتَهُ. Ah, take me, take your wealth, alladhi khaba'tahu, that you have protected, that you have prevented, that you had hoarded. You refuse to give in zakat. Take it now. The snake will be telling it, I am that your wealth. Take me now. For ana anhu ghani. I don't need that your wealth. So take it. You take it. Fa'ira'a Allah Buddha minhu. This man will be running away from place to place. When he finds that he has escaped, salaka yadahu fihi. Salaka yadahu. He presents his hand to the mouth of this snake. Fayakudahuma. This snake will bite and break that hand. Yakudahuma. Qadmal fahli. It will bite to break the hand. The way a camel that is very strong bites and breaks easily. That is the way the snake will attack this individual on the day of Yama. May Allah protect us from this evil. The hadith is very, very lengthy, talking about the evil that the wealth that the individual thinks that he's hoarding, it will turn against him on the day of Qiyamah. What he thinks that he's enjoying here in this dunya, instead of paying zakah, it will be a means of punishment for him on the day of Qiyamah. What he thinks he's enjoying here will be a means of regret for him. What he thinks he does not care here will be something for him to care on the day of Qiyamah. And the punishments are severe. May Allah protect all of us from this. So we all have a duty to go back to the drawing boards. Let's go and find out about our wealth. Firstly, to understand that it is halal. And secondly, to understand that it has reached the level where we now have a duty to give zakah from it. And from what we noticed in the first hadith of Abu Huraira, if there are people needing from our wealth too, lisa'ili wal mahrum, they need from our wealth, they beg us, they need help, they need support, help them and support them. Don't look the other way when you always have an ability to help and support those who need your help and support. Help them, support them. Allah will help you. Allah will support you. Give them. Allah will give you. Pardon, they are asking you every time. Allah will pardon you. Help them. Remove their troubles. Allah will remove your troubles. But when you choose to look the other way around, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran, Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. May Allah protect each and every one of us. I think we can stop here, inshallah, and continue from here. The evil is about man'u zakah, refusing to hand out obligatory charity in Islam. It's a serious sin that can lead the individual into Jahannam. Look at it. He will be punished. When the rest of the creatures are getting judgment, he has already started to become punished for refusing to pay zakah. Subhanallah. Allah mustaf. Abdul Rahman.
Salaatu alaikum.
Ameen wa iyyakum.
Nam. The question is, do we pay zakat from pension?
If it is your money, and it has remained with you for the period of a whole year, take for example, you have 10 million. In your account mentioned to be pension for you, you know it is your own, it is kept for you, or you are keeping it by yourself, and it remains with you for a period of one whole year like that, not less than the nisab. Don't forget that we have two grades for nisab, the nisab of al-zahab and the nisab of al-fidda. As for the nisab of al-zahab, it is around 13 million now. As for the nisab, the minimum amount you need to have for a whole year, it is called nisab. The nisab for zahab is about 13 million now. I hope I got that nisab. The nisab for al-zahab, it's about 13.9 million now. But there is the nisab that is equivalent to 20 dinars. That's equivalent to 20 gold coins, zahab, 20 gold coins. And we also have the nisab for al-fidda, that is 200 dirhams. The both of them occur in the same hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib Abu al-Hasan in Sunan Abi Dawud. This is the nisab for zakah for al-zahab and al-fidda, dinar and dirham, which is the equivalent of our currencies today, because they were the currencies in the time of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you have up to 1 million now in your account, 1 million for a whole year, you are due for zakah. If you have not less than 1 million in your account for a whole year, it is not less than 1 million you have in your account for a whole year, you are due for zakah. So if your pension is 10 million as we started with, and it remains with you for a whole year, you can see that you are due for zakah. If your pension is 5 million, if it is 1 million, and it remains in the account, it is your own for one whole year, then you are due for zakah, because it is from your wealth, it is from your money. Pay the zakah that is due on them. Allahu a'lam.
Jazakumullah khairan.
Amin wa antum jazakumullah khairan.
Apart from physical cash, gold and silver, do we pay zakat on other form of possession like land property, landed property?
Well, the ulama say to us that the things that we pay zakat on, they are things that have been clearly stated in the text of hadith. So if you have a house, for example, you are living in, we knew that the companions had houses and they were not asked to pay zakah for their house. The house they leave, go, come back out from their houses. They were not asked to pay zakah for these houses. They also had other landed properties. They were not asked for. If you have 1 hectare of land, this is what you give out in zakah. If you have 5 hectares of land, this is what you give from zakah, whether from money or from the land. We don't have any such thing. This is what the ulama said to us. But there is a difference in terms of if the landed property is something that the individual makes profit from. Don't forget that profit, that business, you earn from it. The money you earn from it will be due for zakah. You may have a house you rent for, say, 20 million. There are houses that are rented for as much as that now. In fact, 25 million, a single house for 1 year. This kind of a person, that money is It has gone into the nisab for whether gold or silver. If he's able to keep that money for a whole year, then the money is due for zakah. But as for the house itself, is it something that he will estimate and give zakah on? This is something again that the scholars have differed on. The house that he is trading with, will he estimate the value of the house to give zakah? Or what he will give zakah on is just from the profit that he makes, the money he makes that he gives, yeah, or the house itself. They are almost not differed on the money he makes. But in terms of the house itself, many say, and others have other views, but that Allahu A'lam, it does not appear that the house where a person resides, or the house that with which he makes business, the house itself, not the profit he makes from the house, the house itself is due for zakah. The strongest view Allah knows best, in my opinion, is that the house, such houses or landed properties, they are not due for zakah. They are not due for zakah. Allahu alam. I hope that this is clear. But the profit you make from the landed property, maybe you leased your land for agriculture, or you leased your land for something else, you made money from it. This is almost a point of agreement. Once that money can remain with you for a whole year, it is part of your wealth, it is part of your money, and it is due for zakah. But as for the land in itself as land, some say you estimate it, others say, hey, there is nothing in the text that tells us to estimate our landed property. Allahu alam. Amin wa iyyakum.
Another question was, there are some of our brothers who get scholarship to study in Saudi Arabia by reducing their ages on paper. Obviously, this is a lie, but do they have excuses because they are going to Saudi to study religion knowledge? If it is a sin, does it fall under Kabayi or just minor sin?
About Abu Rahman, before I come to this question, I like to say to us that from the things we need to, from the duties we have on ourselves regarding these issues, just like we have on the issues of Salat and other issues that we'll discuss here, we need to learn, for example, Salat properly. We're discussing Tariqu Salah, or Tarku Salah, abandoning Salah, and the person who abandons Salah. We did not discuss the details of how he will observe Salah. We're discussing Man Zakah, refusing to pay Zakah now. We have not discussed in the details of how a person will have to pay the zakah. In our classes on Ad-Durarul Bahiyya, we are currently on the discussion about Ahkamul Janais. And after Kitabul Janais, Al-Imam al-Shawkani in Ad-Durarul Bahiyya, he moved to discuss Ahkamul Zakah. So there, bi-Iznillah, we would have explicit and detailed discussions about zakah. What are those things that we must pay zakah on? And what are those things that we give out in zakah regarding gold, regarding silver, regarding our money, regarding the camels, regarding goats, regarding rams, regarding cows, and other things that come under those things for which we give zakah? Bi-Iznillah, we'll be looking at them in some details when we come to our study on Ahkam al-Zakah in Ad-Durarul Bahiyya. That will be after our current discussions on Ahkam al-Janais. What we are upon now is at the funeral rites, Ahkam al-Janais. When we complete them, we will return, bi-Iznillah, to Ahkam al-Zakah. I hope we'll look forward to that, bi-Iznillah. As for the question about people telling lies, to get admission into universities. Abu Abdurrahman, this thing involves about two or three things, and all of them are unlawful. It is not lawful for me to tell a lie. Neither is it lawful for those seeking admissions to tell a lie. It is not lawful at all. They are not on a war field, and they are not reconciling between two feuding parties, and the university is not their wife. So these are the circumstances where the Sharia allows a person to say something that may not be exactly real. But to tell a lie is not lawful. The Prophet, in the Quran, Allah said, "Kutil al-Khurrasun." May they be accursed. Those who make up things, they make up statements. Those who tell lies, who fabricate things, "Kutil al-Khurrasun." May they never succeed. Woe be upon them. So this is from the evil of telling lies. This is the first evil in what they do. The second thing evil in what they do when they tell lies to go to a university regarding their ages is that they are deceiving the Muslims who will think that they are telling the truth. The universities will believe you. They will see your beard. They will see your trouser. You are Hafiz of Quran. You are speaking Arabic like Sibawi. But you had actually deceived them. How is that? From the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, from the worst of the sins, we read this hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad. From the worst sin anybody would commit is that he is lying to his brother when that brother is actually believing him. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You are lying to your brother at a time the brother is leaving you. So you are lying to the university. The university will be believing you. It's a serious sin. The third thing about this matter is many have gone into these universities like this. What have they come out with? What the barakat have been removed? There are many graduates from many places in the Islamic world. I appeal to my brothers who are in these places who have told lies. I'm not here to attack you, because many times when things like these are said, brothers think somebody, one person is attacking. No. But ad-deenu nasiha. This deen, the foundation of it is good advice. And I don't know anything about this question. Wallahi wa rabbi al-Kaaba. It was just asked, and I'm just answering as I know. I have a duty to guide the person asking me, irrespective of what you who have lied to get into the university, irrespective of what you feel. So don't come to say, oh, somebody was talking about you. Okay, what if we talk about you? Is it wrong to give you nasiha if you have done something wrong? So the tough thing about this thing is that these people, if they don't fear Allah, because of these lies they have lied, can remove the barakat from whatever certificates they have obtained. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innama al-ilmu bita'allumi. Knowledge is about learning, not necessarily about certificate. You can get knowledge without certificates. Yes, you'll be very knowledgeable. I don't know the certificate of Al-Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah. I don't know the certificate of Sheikh Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz. These were people who influenced the entirety of the world with their knowledge. So it does not have to be upon a certificate. If you're sincere and you learn, Allah makes your path of knowledge a path to Al-Jannah for you. Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahalallahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah. Is it upon this your lie and fabrications? In fact, when you come to make affidavits to reducing your age, you're actually lying to. All of them cover up in lies. May Allah protect us from this evil. It's something that is bad. Don't do it, oh brother. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hope in Allah. Look for a learned person. Sit with him and learn. Allah will raise you with a knowledge that you take upon sincerity and good deeds, not upon lies and deceit for the rest of your brothers who will be believing you, thinking that you are Hafiz of Quran when you are lying and deceiving them. Allah will understand. I think it suffices that we call it a day today, inshallah. Ameen wa iyyakum Abu Abdurrahman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.